USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fireworks are continuing on Capitol Hill as Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg is testifying before the Senate Transportation Committee.
How did your team not put it in front of you, run in with their hair on fire, saying, we got a real problem here? How did that not happen, and what does that say about the culture at Boeing if they didn't give it to you and you didn't read it, and if you didn't say, I want to read and see what happened?
Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz questioning Muilenburg on when he knew of a text exchange that happened between Boeing employees regarding the 737 MAX airplane. The NCAA is starting the process to allow college athletes to make money off their names, images, and likeness. The group's governing board voted unanimously on Tuesday to direct its three divisions to consider bylaw changes. It's unclear when the new rules would be implemented. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. rootwall.com.
A federal judge has blocked Alabama's law banning abortion. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
In his ruling, District Judge Myron Thompson blocked the so-called Human Life Protection Act from taking effect on November 15th, while a challenge to that law continues in the courts. The legislation passed by Alabama's state lawmakers earlier this year would ban nearly all abortions except in cases where a pregnancy is considered a serious health risk to the mother. The law provides no protection for cases involving rape or incest. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Ford says there could be a problem with some 2019 Lincoln Navigators and Ford Expedition models, so they're recalling them. The toe link fastener may not be properly installed and could disconnect while the vehicle is moving, causing an accident. The problem is the same issue that led to the recall of 1.2 million Ford Explorer models built between 2010 and 2017 earlier this summer. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
On Thursday, House Democrats will hold a vote to formalize and set parameters for an impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Speaking today, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, sends a reminder to lawmakers on the other side of the political aisle about the issues that need to be addressed.
The funding of our troops, the funding of government, prescription drug prices, our trade, our strength to our economy can all get done. They'd only focus on the work of why they were elected.
A new study has found decorating early for Christmas can make you a happier person. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details.
The study, published in the Journal of Environmental Psychology, found people often associate Christmas decorations with feelings of all the excitement from childhood. Steve McEwen, the founder of Mind Fixers, tells us, in a world full of stress and anxiety, people like to associate the things that make them happy. And Christmas decorations evoke strong feelings of the childhood days. This sense of nostalgia can definitely boost your happiness, but it can also be mixed with sadness. If you lost a loved one, for example, decorating early can help you connect to the positive memories. I'm John Clemens.
Game 6 of the World Series begins tonight in Houston just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. The Astros lead that series 3-2. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.